This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1429. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 8th, Taiwan cuts North American service. Program news from Australia, USA, Spain, Mexico, Austria, Greece. New Zealand, Cuba, and Ecuador on wrong frequencies. New U.S. service for Darfur. New frequency from Lithuania. Radio Maranatha, Kyrgyzstan, back on the air. And the propagation outlook. Alakesh Gupta points out that according to the Radio Taiwan International website, four of their English broadcasts will be canceled on November 1st. They don't specify, but we see that all of those are relays via WYFR in Florida. Namely, at 02UT on 9680, at 07 on 5950, at 03 on 15215, and at 22 on 9355. Well, that's the one that's been on 15600 to Europe. That leaves only one relay via WYFR in English at 0200UT on 5950. So that's better than we'll be getting from Radio Netherlands, which has canceled or will be canceling all three of its evening relays in English via Bonaire. I have suggested that to keep its shortwave listeners happy, they should retain one of the three broadcasts since they were all duplicated anyway. Back to Taiwan, this may or may not be coincidental, but it seems that Radio Taiwan International is in turmoil. Media Network blog reported from the Taiwan News on October 1st, the Taiwan government has denied it was facing a rebellion at RTI over orders not to offend China. Independent board members of the station were about to resign en masse in protest at the government's interference, according to Liberty Times. Cabinet spokeswoman Vanessa Shi said the government had told the station management to propagate the country's new image, but she denied that it was in order to abstain from criticism of China. Dissatisfaction about repeated government advice about RTI broadcasts was likely to break out into the open at a board meeting. Opposition Democratic Progressive Party lawmaker Tsai Wang-liang accused the government of attempting to launch a purge at the radio station. Via Dale Park, follow-up from the Taipei Times the next day, October 2nd, said that the CBS board had approved resignations of the chairman, directors, and board members. And yet another follow-up the following day, October 3rd, from Taiwan News via Dan Say is headlined, Taiwan must not use China's news standards. The lightning decision of state-run RTI chairman Cheng You, RTI president Xiao Lijung, RTI Deputy President Zhang Jinglin, and two board directors to resign has cast a dark shadow over the commitment of the restored Chinese Nationalist Party, Kuomintang government, to maintain full news freedom in Taiwan. Last week we had a report from Ron Howard about a Chinese maritime weather station on 3303. He's also heard a similar one on 8794, upper sideband, presumably the Changjiang Maritime Security Information Center. Heard in Chinese with easy-listening orchestral music as an interval signal, October 1st and 2nd, between 1347 and 1425. The information was presumably about water traffic on the Yangtze River. Ron Howard also observes that Voice of Pujiang, also known as Shanghai PBS, has returned to their winter frequency of 5075 instead of 9705, which had last been heard in April, between 1320 and 1351 as of October 5th, parallel to 4950 and 3280. Just about every morning I've been hearing a poorly modulated signal, sometimes a little above, sometimes a bit below CFRX on 6070. I can't make out what they're saying or the language, but it signs off at approximately 1250 UT or as late as 1256. My suspicion was that it would be North Korea, and now Ron Howard confirms it is indeed the Japanese service of Voice of Korea. Voice of Korea also has an English broadcast at 13 UT on 9335, which we can hear in North America. But now it seems they have an unfriendly neighbor. DX Mix News in Bulgaria says there's an additional frequency for Voice of Wilderness in Korean, 9330, via Dushanbe, Tajikistan, between 13 and 14 UT. Since October 1st, it's parallel to a relay via Irkutsk, Russia, on 11640. Joe's Jacob and Alokesh Gupta in India, also via Rachel Vaughn, have news of some new DRM broadcasts from All India Radio. I'll just give the center frequency, but the bandwidth, of course, is about 10 kilohertz. 6100 between 0430 and 1130 UT, that's for India itself, and also for Europe, 1745 to 2230 on 9950. Ironically, that'll add more interference besides the Cuban jamming to WRMI on 9955, where Jeff White is the promoter of DRM in North America. One of the less reported RRI stations in Indonesia is Jambi on 4925. On September 30th at 1326, Ron Howard in California was hearing some Islamic singing instead of the usual nothing but a carrier. He thinks that may have been Jambi. Tony Ashar in West Java checked the frequency on October 4th at 1445 and was hearing a music request program. And at 1502, they did ID as RRI Pro Satu Jambi. For several weeks, the Voice of Indonesia had been slightly below 11785 kilohertz, including the English broadcast at 1300. But now they apparently are using a different transmitter, which has a different offset. Wolfgang Büschel says they have three, in fact, each on slightly different frequencies, and now they're just below 11786. Also in Malay at 14 UT and starting English again at 1500. That is usually cut off just after starting, presumably continuing on the webcast. But on October 2nd at least, Ron Howard said the English repeat lasted until 1520. In Japan Premium, Koji Hashimoto reports hearing the Papua New Guinea missionary station, One Talk Radio Light, September 18th, before and after 08 UT in English, with music and an ID, measured on 7324.96. On Radio Australia, also heard via CKZU in Vancouver, Roger Broadbent has put to an end his magazine program, one of their better ones, Australian Express. He says it's being replaced by a new show called Australian Bite. Among the airtimes is Tuesday at 1330 UT on 9580. I've heard some anomalies from Radio New Zealand International, that is, operations on frequencies not appearing on their schedule. There's supposedly a gap in their DRM service between 1158 and 1551, but October 4th at 1257 there was DRM around 6170. Changing to AM at 1259, while DRM moved up to 7145, again a frequency which has been used before but not currently on the schedule for that. Furthermore, I heard another of their frequencies, 9615, which is normally on the air around 05 to 07 UT and 1900, but I heard it at a much different time, 1413 UT, with their marine weather forecast. Adrian Sainsbury explains that on that date, the transmitter was locked on 9615. In other words, they could not change the frequency, so they just let it run. However, they have been carrying out some DRM tests on the other frequencies, which may or may not have been an error. It seems that World Harvest Radio is phasing out its KWHR Hawaii transmissions, replacing them with THWH on Palau. There appears to have been a change, for instance, on 9930, which is now from Palau at 05 to 18 UT, as well as 12130 from 10 to 14. At 01 to 05 UT, it appears that 17800 has also been switched from Hawaii to Palau. Among the VOA language services canceled at the end of September, I believe I did not mention Ukrainian, although it had been slated for cancellation. Kim Elliott explains that It has been given a stay until the end of this year, and friends in Europe confirm the shortwave frequencies of VOA Ukrainian are still on the air. I wonder if that has anything to do with speculation that Ukraine might be the next Georgia. Kai Ludwig comments, it appears the decision to keep VOA Ukrainian until the end of the year was made at very short notice. What one hears suggests that it culminated in the absurd situation that editors even did their show in the studio and were not sure if they were really still on the air. Possibly in response to my remark last week that not a single private U.S. shortwave station aired the presidential debate as a public service, WBCQ did air the vice presidential debate. Thanks to Larry Will and Alan Weiner, this decision also came on short notice, but it was on the air starting at 01 UT, live on 5110. Furthermore, they did carry the second presidential debate, and presumably will do the same for the third and last presidential debate. During the VP debate, I tuned around to see who else might be carrying it, and as before, the VOA special English frequencies did carry it on 6040 and 9820, but only for the half hour. They are normally on the air at 0130. The big surprise, as Chuck Bolin and I found by tuning around, was that Radio Exterior de España was carrying both debates live, translated immediately into Spanish, putting to shame the VOA Spanish service, which made no such effort. One other place to hear them on shortwave, AFN was carrying the debates on 7811 USB and presumably their other frequencies in other parts of the world. And there is certainly no substitute for random tuning to discover interesting new things on the shortwave bands. That happened Saturday evening on 5875 when I heard unmistakable Hmong music. Yes, World Harvest Radio has added a third Hmong program. According to their website, it is called Hmong North Radio, and it's a half hour, both UT Sunday at 0100 and UT Saturday at midnight UT via WHRI 5875. Excellent reception here, no fading, and a good opportunity to record that exotic music. John Sarregan in Delaware forwards news from DCRTV.com. That Reverend John Hardin Norris, co-founder of Red Lion Broadcasting, died September 28th in York, Pennsylvania. He was 88. His company owned WGCB and also WINB. At the center of the landmark Fairness Doctrine case, see the obituary in the York Daily Record of October 1st. And there's also discussion of WINB's involvement in the Fairness Doctrine in recent issues of DX Listening Digest via worldofradio.org. Meanwhile, I've been listening to WINB to see how their actual broadcasts match the schedule on their website, and they don't. The times for Brother Scare and for relays of Harold Camping WIFR do not match what's actually happening. The website shows 11520 as WINB for 1 hour at 21 UT. That used to be carrying Brother Scare, but it's no longer on the air, and I'm not convinced it was ever actually coming from Red Lion. Anyhow, the WINB active frequencies are 9265 in the morning and evening and 13570 in the daytime. Both of them have an unstable carrier. It's the same transmitter, of course. If you turn on the BFO, you'll hear it warbling. Or should I say wobbling? On AWR WaveScan, Adrian Peterson said the new shortwave KTMI in Oregon is expected on the air sometime quite soon. Well, not by me. As I previously reported, the KTMI construction permit expired October 3rd. Scuttlebutt in the industry is that they have made no progress whatsoever in building the facility, so I think the CP is not likely to be renewed. Certainly not hitting the airwaves anytime soon, despite advanced frequency registrations. However, no word yet for sure from the FCC on whether the construction permit has been renewed. You're listening to the 1429th World of Radio. Check our website for a great deal more info, especially the archive of DX Listening Digests upon which this program is based, worldofradio.org. Our thanks for financial support go to Rod Scribner, who sent a check in the mail to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA, and he marked it in memory of Rocky. Contributions also welcome via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Jeff White advises of some new weekend programming on WRMI 9955 starting in October. There are two or three programs occupying a two-hour block with five repeats. Your World, Your Way and the Bryn Edwards Show. I'll just give the start times. Saturdays at 16 and 18 UT. UT Sundays at 02. Sundays at 16 and 18 again. And UT Mondays at 02. I listened to part of those broadcasts. They are apparently all from the same source. And Bryn Edwards was mostly playing music. And he said an additional show would be inserted from the following week called Power Learning. So this replaces a lot of other programming, including Relays of Radio Prague. And QSO with Ted Randall has been moved from Sunday at 18 to the new time of UT Sunday at 0500. Also, new programs in Spanish have replaced World of Radio Saturday at 2000 and Wavescan at 2030. And now that RNI, Radio New York International, has moved on WBCQ from 7415 to 5110, what do we hear on 7415 early UT Mondays? What else but more Brother Scare, who, by the way, is even more convinced than ever that the USA is on the verge of collapse. I finally had a chance to check out a program title in English on the XCPPM Radio Educación schedule per their website on 6185 in Mexico City. Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday at midnight, 15 UT, On the Road. Well, it turns out it's a program presented in Spanish, but it's about the famous novel by Jack Kerouac. More snafus just about every day from Radio Havana, Cuba. No time for all the details here, as I give them in DX Listening Digest. But, for example, the English hour at 23 UT is supposed to be on 9550. Nevertheless, on one day I heard them on 9600 instead, as well as 11800. As I mentioned last week, the English broadcast at 2030 is supposed to be on new 13680, and I finally heard it there, but then another day they were in Spanish during that hour, apparently having exchanged the programming on that frequency with what is scheduled for 11800, which was in English. One afternoon, when RHC was booming in on 17705 in Portuguese at 2210, I was encouraged to check for higher harmonics, and sure enough, there was jamming audible on 18090, which is the third harmonic of the jammer against Marti on 6030. In preparation for its annual broadcast on November 15th, Radio St. Helena carried out a transmitter test on short notice, October 3rd, roughly between 18 and 20 UT, on 11092.5 USB. Word got out quickly via DX Listening Digest and other online resources. The test was widely reported from Europe and also heard in India and Japan, but barely making it to North America at that early hour. I've been in contact with the organizer, Robert Kipp, who says he's very disappointed in the lack of financial support for the Radio St. Helena project from listeners in North America. He says the Radio St. Helena Day Revival Project was and still is a lot of work, requiring a large team, especially on the island, and took a lot of support, mainly from Japan, to complete. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain reports a strange NID on 6215 AM, October 4th at 1804. It sounds like African music played by beating a stick on a tree trunk. And it is quite repetitive, also heard the next day at the same time, and also reported by several others, Roberto Scaglioni in Italy. In Playdex, Silveri Gomez in Catalonia was also hearing it on the same two dates, earlier at 1620 and 1655 UT. He described it as a non-stop electronic tune. Artie Bigley forwards an item from the website of ZNBC in Zambia, saying that they will soon commission new shortwave antennas for both Radio 1 and 2. And new transmitters are being installed by a South African contractor at Shorthorn in Lusaka. This started in July at a cost of 2 Jaga Kwacha. I checked the exchange rate, and that converts to $569,000 U.S. dollars. As happens far too often, the story is extremely vague as to any further details. Wolfgang Büschel notes that there's a new transmission, presumably of Radio Sawa, to Sudan on shortwave. Here are the times and frequencies. Half an hour each at 0300-4960-5995 and 11635. At 1800-4960-9650 and 11635. And at 1900 on 5880-9650 and 11635. A variety of transmitter sites are involved. São Tomé, Lampertheim, Iranavila, Udorn, Vertochtel, and the Philippines. Tarek Zaidan in Egypt was monitoring these and was surprised to hear instead Radio Free Iraq at 18 UT on 4960, apparently a switching error. He kept monitoring, and even though he's a native speaker of Arabic, had a hard time making out what these programs are actually called. Kim Elliott in Washington has the answer. He says, I've learned from someone who works for the broadcast that its name is Afia Darfur, A-F-F-I-A. This is the colloquial greeting in Sudan. It could be translated as Hi Darfur, or more precisely, Afia means good health. The new regional station in Ethiopia, which is not clandestine as some think, Radio Oromia on 6030, is reported signing on at 0400 UT by Carl Andreas Stumpf in Switzerland via Playdex, and also heard by Seichi Hasegawa in Japan and Hiroshi until sign-off, which has been extended to 1900 UT. NDX Listening Digest and the Senate of Radio Netherlands explains why they are canceling their English service to North America at the end of October. We receive a far larger amount of feedback from North America to our Dutch service than to English. If there are a lot of people in North America still listening to our English shortwave transmissions, most appear to be incommunicado. What amuses me is that shortwave listeners always imagine they are part of some huge international community. As I visit websites of different broadcasters, I more and more see the same listeners' names cropping up in the mailbag programs. The number of SWLs in North America who actually listen to our programs for content is probably a few thousand at most. That means the cost per listener is astronomically high. Our Spanish service still reaches hundreds of thousands of listeners by shortwave in Latin America. They get a huge listener response compared to English. That's because in many parts of LA, shortwave is still used for domestic broadcasting. And it's a key target for us in terms of press freedom rankings, which North America is not. It's hard to tell a journalist that he or she cannot go to Africa to report on a human crisis because you have spent all the budget broadcasting 3 hours a day on shortwave to an area of the world where hardly anyone listens anymore. Shortwave is by far the most expensive way of reaching our audience, so it's the first thing to look at when you want to make cuts. I see on the KBC radio forum that they're making a frequency change for the weekly broadcast to North America at 0200 UT Sundays, has been via Lithuania on 6110, now changed to 6145. I was surprised to hear some news in English, including weather for the Alps on 6155, ending at 0610 UT. Later into French and then back into German, this had to be nothing else but Austria, but no such English or French broadcast is accounted for on their schedule. It turns out it's a relay of a domestic service, which does have 5 minutes of news in English and French, weekday mornings at this time. By the way, ORF sources confirm that the relay of the first program home service on shortwave via Mosbrunn might be discontinued soon, but no final decision will be made before the future use of that site is established. Hungary dropped all its foreign languages on shortwave and retained only a few hours a day in Hungarian via transmitters in the country. But now, via DX Mix News, we see that for B08, the upcoming winter season, they've registered a number of relays via media broadcast in Germany, all via the Vertochtel site, and all in Hungarian, no doubt. I was pleased to get excellent reception from Radio Romania International on 7185 in English at 22-25 UT going in to the Network Europe program, also carried by several other stations. This was on Monday, September 29th. Besides a good signal, the modulation was very good, no doubt from one of the new Galbani transmitters. And furthermore, thanks to the single sideband hams who avoided the frequency. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain ran across an interview in English on 7475, UT Monday, October 6th at 0220, and continued in English for the rest of the hour, along with some classical music. Wasn't sure what it could be. Well, that must be the Voice of Greece, which we've previously had on the schedule with a show partly in English during that hour once a week, also on 9420 and 15650. But we still don't know what the name of the program is. We had an inquiry recently about the QSL policy at the Voice of Greece, so John Babas inquired and got this reply. We still send QSL cards. You may send a reception report by email or by postal mail, and we'll send a QSL card to confirm. Just be sure to include your postal address. So here is the email address. I'll spell it out. apodimos_era5@ert.gr. Postal address is even more complicated to spell, but you'll find it in DX Listening Digest 8106. Besides the Oromia station in Ethiopia on 6030, Mauno Ritola in Finland says that Radio Maranatha, also known as Hit Shortwave, from Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, is being heard again in Finland on that frequency, a rather good signal around 1530, before Oromia signs on at 1550, although there's some interference from China. Al Muik, now in Kabul, Afghanistan, also checked for this on 6030 at 1659, was hearing time pips and Middle Eastern music, but not sure if that was still the station at that hour. There was choral and flute music and signed off abruptly at 1748. Jari Savolainen in Finland also tried for it on October 7th. There was interference until 1530, and then he heard what he thinks was Maranatha with talks and music. Modulation too weak. Language sounded like Pashto or something similar, and then blocked by Oromia at 1551. Jari Savolainen also has an intriguing NID. October 7th at 1801 in Arabic. On 7712 variable, he says the frequency was oscillating rapidly upwards, drifting to 7720. In World DX Club contact, Edwin Southwell and Mike Bearcliffe in England report that Radio Kuwait has been missing from 11990 for the English broadcast at 1800 as of late September. Still heard, however, for the other English broadcast at 0715 on 15110. For a wonderfully talented reciter of the Quran, I suggest you listen to Iran before and after 1400 UT on 15150. I wonder if he performs anything secular. Some of our greatest singers started out as cantors. The propagation outlook from Prague issued October 3rd. Geomagnetic activity quiet, October 6th to 10th and 17th to 26th. Active to disturbed on the 12th and 13th. Otherwise unsettled to active. With a standard disclaimer, Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio number 1429, and hoping you'll hear me again next week.